Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Strainey. And now, Damien Leith.
Hey, this is the podcast. Hey, ho, ho. Yeah, the podcast. Don't go.
I thought you were going to go, hey, where are the monkeys?
No. But we do monkey around. Monkeys. Oh, yeah, give me one of the monkeys.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
No, give me one of the monkeys.
We'll
who's one of the monkeys?
Keep on monkeying around.
Yeah, who's one of the monkeys?
We're too busy
I love
singing
the monkeys.
To let anybody down.
No, but tell us who's one of the monkeys.
No, I used to watch the skit. I don't know. I didn't know their names. I was only like
Davy
eight.
Davy Jones a monkey?
Yeah, Davy Jones.
I was only eight or so when the monkeys were
big. He only just died a little while ago.
Davy Jones.
Yeah.
I used to like the goodies too. Remember?
Goodies.
I never saw the goodies.
What?
One of the goodies passed away recently too.
Was that an Australian show?
No,
it's a British show.
British, man. Oh.
BBC,
you're
massive
woods,
show.
Mate.
Look, I lived in Africa for a long time. I had no TV
for a long time.
Not
in your neck of the woods at all then.
I missed generations of TV.
I forgot you were out there playing with sticks.
That's what I was doing. And
exactly.
Elephants and tigers.
Yeah. And not quite. Staving off hyenas from eating the baby goat.
Come on, so you were in Africa. Did you ever have any close calls with big lions and tigers and stuff? Was it ever scary?
Well, you were in Libya, though. You were in Libya, so it's north of Africa.
I know, but I was in Libya, Botswana, and South Africa.
Ah, right.
And I got chased by a rhinoceros.
Yeah, right. They can go quick.
They can go. I was on a boat, mm-hmm. and we were kind of sailing up towards a rhinoceros and its babies, and then the rhino turned on us and
started
chasing
deadly.
After us and scared the crap out of
rhinos
us, to be totally honest.
You.
Yeah.
They kill people.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Hippos are the worst. Hippos are the ones that are responsible for more deaths than any other animal.
Maybe it was a hippo.
Well, if you're in the water, it was definitely a hippo.
Okay,
I was going to say, otherwise it was a rhino that can swim, and that's kind of weird.
It's a hippo.
Because they don't. Wow, you are very good with the animal kingdom, aren't you? Hippo, rhinoceros, one with a big horn, the other one that just shits in the water that people swim in.
No, you know what? Because there was another story. I was in Nepal a couple of years back.
Oh, my God. Okay. And he was chased by a chimpanzee. No, hang on, it was a tiger.
No, I was in Nepal, and Eileen and myself, we were walking down the street, and right in front of us, there was a rhino, a baby rhino, just standing in the middle of the road, right there in front of us. And we're like, what should we do?
Well, that's a lie, because it wasn't in Nepal. It wasn't a rhino at all. It was someone from the JW.
What's the JW?
And they went, oh, no, Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, no.
Let's run away. Gotta go. If you're from the JW, I'm only joking. Yeah. Thanks for sending through the QR code, because now I can get your books for free online.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for posting the letter.
We actually
got, I don't know about you, but ours was handwritten.
Awesome.
So a lot of effort went into that, to handwrite a note.
Mm. To print to a handwritten
soul.
Letter.
Yeah. Well, handwritten notes.
It was handwritten on like the old
really?
School exercise book.
Really?
Nah.
I don't think it was.
Unless they went to a lot of effort to make it look like it was handwritten.
Yeah,
it had
absolutely.
To be. No one's got that amount of time in
no
their hands.
No one's got that time.
They can't go door knocking.
They're not walking anywhere.
Yeah, maybe
so
they
a handwritten note.
I'll see if I've still got it.
Bring it in. Not that you'll be able to see it on the podcast, but bring it in and we'll have a look and let you know whether it's bullshit or not. All right, here's what happened in the day.
All right, go on then.
Okay, all right, here's the potty.
Here we go.
Bye.
Recently, I was at a songwriting session, okay? I love to write songs.
You do that a lot, don't you?
I do. So my mate and myself, we were sitting down, we were looking for inspiration, and sometimes it's hard to find inspiration.
So when you write songs, do you draw off real life? Is that where
That's
you
exactly
go?
What you do.
Yeah.
As it turns out, in this case, I drew from your life. Yes, your life.
The chaos, the carnage.
Well, look, over the last couple of weeks of getting to know you, I've heard all about your pregnancy and and you come in here and you do some particular things. You change a seat because your back is sore. You're eating peanut butter. You've come in here with ice cream one morning. I'm like, what's going on here? What can we expect? You even reminded me of my pregnancy days. Well, not mine. Eileen's pregnancy days.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Anyway, we started writing this song. The words just started to flow, and we were just blown away. We had a hit. Turns out it was a Justin Timberlake hit as well. But that didn't stop us. All right, I came to you with the finished product, and I said, hey, Jade, fancy singing on this?
And I said, don't mind if I do, Damo. But also asked if I could involve some other local pregnant ladies too.
That is right. And we are officially bringing preggers back right now. This is the unveiling of the new... and improve Justin Timberlake classic.
Yeah, it's Jade Strainey, Damien Leith in the morning. Turn it up. It's Wave FM 96.5.
We're bringing preggers back. Mama pants with extra slack.
Yeah.
Don't get us started on her aching back. See something wrong and she will attack. Yeah.
Take her to the bridge.
I'm pregnant, babe. Forgive me if I misbehave. Allowed to eat just what I crave. Remember, two of us made me this way.
Dig into the chorus.
Come on, boy.
Ice cream, baby.
I want more.
Peanut butter, lady.
Look at this.
Look the same, baby.
Don't give me a shit.
I dare not, lady.
Come on, boy.
Ice cream, baby.
I want more.
Peanut butter, lady.
Look at this.
Look the same, baby.
Don't give me a shit.
I dare not, lady.
Bring your preggers back. We're bringing preggers back. I'm bringing preggers back.
Who's the pregnant girl?
I'm bringing preggers back.
Yeah.
Got bigger boobs than I used to have. Tell me I'm glowing, say I don't look fat. I really love it, bringing preggers back.
Take it to the bridge.
My pelvic floor. My muscles are out the door. Boy, when I tell you I want some more. Better get your ass to the store.
In the chorus.
Come on, boy.
It's a pregnant lady.
I want more.
Another pregnant lady.
Look at this.
Oh, a pregnant lady.
Don't give me the shit.
Look at a pregnant lady.
Come on, boy.
A pregnant lady.
I want more.
Look at a pregnant lady.
Look at these hips.
Big pregnant lady.
Don't give me the shit.
Bring the burgers back. Oh, bring the burgers back. Bring the burgers back. Bring the burgers back.
I'm bringing burgers back.
Bring the burgers back.
I'm bringing preggers back.
Bring them preggers back.
Are you ready?
There you go, Illawarra, bringing preggers back. Forget about Justin Timberlake. We have the new JT in the studio right here at Wave FM.
We are so much sexier to myself and all the pregnant ladies that I got for that video clip at Hey Day. How good were they letting us borrow their bar?
Absolutely. Thanks to Adam, Dan and all the team. Emma was lovely on the day as well. Yes. Bringing preggers back. It's up right now at Wave FM's Facebook page.
I reckon
check it out.
It's the COVID hit of 2020.
I reckon it is. This is an anthem for pregnant ladies and their husbands everywhere, all over the nation, and anyone who's ever experienced pregnancy of any nature.
That's right.
Exactly.
You can totally relate.
So many mums going, oh, my God, that's exactly what I was doing.
I know.
Sitting on a Chesterfield lounge, pigging out on soy vanilla ice cream mixed with a little bit of peanut butter.
Now,
you're
giving away something that's in the video. You got to check out the video. It's all there. It's a lot of fun.
Have a look today. Bringing preggers back.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Jade, it's so lucky that I'm even here today. All right, wait until I tell you what happened yesterday.
What happened?
Okay, I went out for a jog. You know I like to run.
You do.
I love to run.
I don't get it, but you do love to run.
I was running through the streets near my house, going up and down hills. It's a very hilly area. Too hilly, to be honest. When you're on fit, way too hilly.
Yeah.
But I stumbled upon a street, and I went down to the end of that street. And lo and behold, at the end of the street, there was a path that went into what the sign said, a park. All right.
Oh, nice. You're going, I'm exploring a new area.
Well, look, ordinarily I wouldn't explore. I'm not the exploring type. But I thought, you know what? The kids would love to know what's beyond that little path.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, I'm going to run in there and find out.
You've gone on an expedition.
I ran into what was a park and immediately I was in a rainforest. All right.
Nice. Where's this?
This was in Mangerton.
Oh.
Okay, Mangerton Park, it's called. And I went into this thing. There was a little path. And honestly, I was surrounded by trees. I there was birds flying above.
Yeah,
there was creepers on the ground. It was actually really beautiful.
A rainforest in suburbia, like this secret garden.
Well, I looked it up online. Apparently, it's got vegetation that stems back from years. Anyway, I run all the way through. And I assume it's only going to be a short distance. Turns out it's actually quite a big park. I'm in the middle of it and I decide, hey, time to return. And I start following the path that I think I traveled on when I came in. Turns out there's lots of other paths in there.
Path in and one path out.
No, lots of others. I go the direction I think is the way out and it's not. And I I'm lost. I got lost in the forest.
You got lost in the secret garden that nobody knows about, so you may have never got found.
Well, it was suddenly the birds that were flying above felt like vultures. They were probably cockatoos, but the sound of them, I was like, this is
it. You thought they were nice, friendly birds, but really they're like fresh meat.
I rang Eileen. I said, Eileen, I'm lost in a forest.
Can you
come and get me?
Find my iPhone.
I sent her a ping. You know, you can...
Here's my location.
You pinged yourself from
it. I pinged myself in the middle of the forest. And Eileen says, I'm coming straight away. And then I felt like a twit. And I was like, oh, well, I got to find my way out of here. I made my way out. But it took me. I had dreams of snakes and all the rest. That evening, Kiki wanted a bedtime story, and I told her all about this hero who went into a forest, who got rescued by a leprechaun. She was blown away by it. I said, it's a true story. It's your dad's story.
Just happened to you today? Yes, darling.
And the leprechaun's you. You didn't rescue yourself. You sent for your wife to rescue you yet again.
Yes, of course
it
did.
It's the theme.
She knows how to rescue me.
You'll be able to buy this book this week, Little Red Leaf. On sale shortly.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
David, are you much of like a forward planner? When are you going to do something? Do you like to meticulously plan it out step by step?
I don't know what's happening this afternoon.
Okay, good. Well, we're in good company then. You're going to make me feel better about myself. Because we did a Footsteps of the Fireys that happened before you were here.
That's right,
and we went all up and down the south coast to go and, you know, see the fire affected places over summer. And one of the places we stopped at was Lake Conjola in Junior Holiday Park. Loved it.
It's meant to be beautiful.
Oh, it's like added suburb of Shell Harbour. There's so many people from the Illawarra that have caravans and cabins down there. Some of my friends. Yeah. And when I was there, I said, look, I know this is a long shot, but do you have any bookings for New Year's Eve? She said, well, funny you should mention that. Because of the fires over New Year's, there's a couple of people that are so scared they're not coming back. So I've got two sites left in the whole park. Oh. And I said, where are they? One of them was opposite my friend's cabin. I'm like, take it.
That's it.
Because people get these sites and then every year they have the first dibs to rebook. So the person who was on my site had been there for 23 years.
Oh, wow.
Every year they used to come down with their caravan. I'm like, it's mine now. We got it. We're in the caravan.
So you've got a caravan, have you? I didn't know you had a caravan.
This is where the problem is. We did have a caravan. Ah. We had a beautiful Crusader, got it from Carlin's over at Unanderra, lovely family caravan, and we're just in the process of buying a farm, so we thought we need to free up a little bit of cash. The caravan's just sitting there. Let's sell it, and then we'll get some money, and I'll help with the deposit.
All right,
so we've done all that.
Oh.
Popped the champagne when the sale went through, and then it was only last week I said to my hubby, all right, so New Year's, okay, we're going to go down the 30th, we're coming back on the 5th. It's going to be awesome. Everyone's getting really pumped about it. And then he's like, you're forgetting one thing. I said, what? We don't have a caravan anymore.
So wait a minute. So what are you going to do? Because
he's going, well, but don't worry, we've got a tent. We're staying in the tent. And I'm like, I am going to be like over 30 weeks pregnant on New Year's Eve.
Sleeping on the floor in a tent.
With no air conditioning. Like, I can't do it.
Oh, geez, no foot massages in there. There's nothing.
That's right. There's no bed. So, I'll be sleeping on a rollout.
Have you cancelled? Are you going to?
Well, see, I've been putting the word out. Like, every friend that I know has got a caravan. I've been like, hey, how about it? Can I borrow your caravan? And it's one of those things that people don't want to lend to people.
Supply and demand, man. Supply and demand. It's New Year's.
Yep.
You are paying $3,000 a day for that caravan.
Man, I've been on Gumtree. I've been on eBay.
I'm going to buy one. And I will rent it to you. And I will pay it off by renting it to you.
Yeah, probably. Yesterday, there was a caravan in someone's front yard. I just slowed down a bit and I debated whether I'd put a little note in their letterbox saying, will you hire that out for New Year's? Because at this stage, I'm in a tent, a four-man tent with my husband, three girls, no aircon.
Oh, no aircon. Oh, my goodness me. Your irritable bowel syndrome.
I know, that's
in
right.
A confined space
there's
like
be
that.
There's no toilet. Oh. I'm just like, I'm not, like, well, I'm going to cancel.
I reckon one dude is going to be talking to you today, our old mate Martin from Outdoor Living in Shell Harbour. He is definitely going to be selling you some camping gear.
Well, here's where I got my tent. That's where I got my tent from, Martin. But what I want to know is, can you get them with air conditioning?
Yeah, just open them up. Isn't that what you're saying?
Open the door. It needs to be like 5 degrees.
No, open the door.
Yeah, open the door, let all the flaps hang out.
That is the fucking like camping.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leaf. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You love the Wollongong Master difference.
Hey, Jade, how did Lulu's speech go for school?
Oh, her jabber.
Do you remember the homework that she had and then you kind of got involved in?
Oh, look, she had a minute speech and she needed to do a poster because her speech is limited. So I was like, we'll do pictures of her favourite places.
Yeah, but she didn't quite do it all, did she?
No. I was up till 9:30 sticking pictures on
posters.
You did
it, so you put it all together?
Yeah, I had to put it all together.
Jeez. So wait, you did her homework for her? Is that what you're saying?
I did her homework for her. I'm guilty. It's not the first time I've done this.
I was just about to say, Jade is a serial offender at doing her children's homework. Jade Toddy, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes.
Look, it does happen. I'm guilty. I put my hand up. It was last minute, we'd forgotten, and I was like, I'll just quickly put it together for her and she can do the speech.
Did you get an A plus?
Well, we're still waiting for the results.
Oh, still waiting, okay.
And I did ask Lula when I picked up, so like, how did your speech go? And she's like, really good. Really good. So I'm taking that as an A plus. She felt she went well.
She felt she went well. So, okay, very good.
But I'm not. There have to be other parents that have done the same thing. And it's not like doing your kids' homework, like that you write a full essay for them. It's just that sometimes you get a little bit carried away if they ask your opinion or for a bit of help or even if they don't ask. Sometimes you feel like that you need to just steer them in the right direction.
And take over
in some cases, take over.
But look, in Jade's defence, she's not the only one who would do something like this. Because I have to say, sometimes when my kids come to me with their homework, like maths or something,
yeah,
I get so impressed by myself because I'm like,
oh my god!
No, I'm like, wow! I still remember this crazy stuff, or I've done all this research on Google to answer. Well, I've done the research. I may as well finish the homework.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's plenty of mums that are sitting in the car right now, going, "Oh my god, Jade and Damien are so right. I've done the same thing. If you have, we want to find out when did you get a bit carried away and you finished off the kids' homework. Let us know. Give us a buzz right now."
From Balambi, we've got Nicole. Tell us, when have you been guilty of getting a little carried away with your child's homework?
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, well, I've always loved getting into my kids' homework and the projects that they bring home. But there was one particular one where my son came home and it was an art project. And basically, they had freelance on whatever they wanted to do. Mm. So a lot of the kids were doing, you know, the basic paintings of the rainbows and stuff, but I thought, like, let's think outside the square. Let's do a sculpture and a paper mache head.
Oh, so all right.
The project went on for a week and, you know, the whole dining room table took over and no one was allowed to go near it except me, and Linton could look, my son could look back at a glance. So, form and this head came together and it was an amazing project and look, what can I say? We got an A+.
Yeah,
we got
good
a
work.
A+.
Yes. You got the A+, Nicole. You got the A+. Nice
what,
work.
What year was this?
Oh, I think he was in grade 3.
Yeah. All right, Lucy in Albion Park Rail, when have you got a little bit over the top on your kids' homework?
I convinced my then husband that we had to drive with 3 children to Sovereign Hill in Victoria because the oldest one was in year 5 and studying the Australian gold rush.
Jeez.
The Eureka Stockade. So I convinced him that we had to go for the weekend and let them see what the Eureka Stockade was all about.
Wow.
Did you pass?
He got an A+.
Yeah. Well, you should have. And you got a $500 petrol bill.
A little bit more than that by the time we paid for it all, but it was worth it.
Oh, good on you, Lucy. A wonderful call. And there's so many great comments as well. You should see Lottie, who's actually done her kids' homework.
Yeah.
A massive minion Oh, my goodness. Get to our Facebook page right now and have a look at Lottie's attempt at a minion. It's a cracker. It looks like a child has done it, actually.
Oh, well, so
oh really? Well done, Lottie.
It's convincing.
It was so bad.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.